Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota Sound, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening and welcome everyone to another edition of PCSN Live before the break. Again, this will be our
final PCSN Live.
Or we have one after Christmas. When is Christmas? I don't even know.
No, we will not.
We will not be on the 20th. It'll be the 20th.
No, we won't be back on the air until January, the game at Owsley.
Today's the
boys, girls.
12 days.
Now you're going to make me call up my, bring up my calendar.
Is the 27th Christmas?
The 27th would be that Wednesday.
Well, that Wednesday.
Yeah, the Christmas is on Monday, the 25th, and then the 27th is that Wednesday.
I just didn't know if we were doing that show or you're saying no.
Correct.
Okay.
At that point, we won't be back until the 3rd, and actually on the 3rd.
We have a ball game.
Hey, that's the doubleheader. Yep. Yeah.
So, basically, this is our last show of 2023, unless something happens where we're maybe back. But yeah, that would be the earliest day we'd be back, be on the 26th.
Correct, yes.
Okay. So, again, make sure we get y'all a big Merry Christmas wish before we leave the air tonight. But, again, you can still always stay tuned to our broadcast. Again, we'll have the boys and actually the girls and boys doubleheader on Friday with Owsley County, and then the girls will play on Saturday versus Leslie, that game at 3:30, I believe.
Correct, yes.
And then after that, boys and girls both will be on the road. We will have no coverage during the break. So Saturday will be our last broadcast of 2023 as well. So we'd like to wish the boys and girls a good luck, you know, from the show.
Yeah.
Wish them good luck in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a pretty tough little schedule for both teams.
Yeah, going to be full weeks for that over the course of the holiday season. As a matter of fact, actually looking at the schedule, we'll start with the girls. They're actually going to be, as David mentioned, Owsley on Friday, Leslie on Saturday. Both of those are home games. And then on the 20th, Lady Pirates will travel to Paintsville to be in the City Between the Lakes Christmas Classic.
And that'll be on next Wednesday, that's the first game, right?
Correct. So the first game, they'll play Paintsville. On the 21st, they'll play Danville Christian. And then on the 22nd, they will play Harlan. And then after Christmas break, starting on the 27th, they'll be in the Buckhorn Holiday Classic at Buckhorn. They'll face off against Lee County on the 27th. And then the 28th, they'll face off against Jackson City. And then on the 29th, they'll play Buckhorn, and that'll take care of that. So they're going to be in two holiday classics. Got some good games going up in there.
I mean, honestly, if they go to the Buckhorn tournament, they could at least win those three. That's three winnable games for the Lady Pirates.
That is three winnable games, yeah. And as far as, you know, not knowing a whole lot about Paintsville at this point any more than Danville Christian or Harlan. But
Harlan's usually pretty good. And I saw a score from Danville Christian on here just a second ago. They defeated Estill by 22.
Oh, Danville Christian did?
Yes.
Okay.
That was just last night.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, just thought I would kind of chip that in while talking about them. Because, you know, you think maybe one of the smaller schools might not be very good, but apparently they're decent. They, like I said, beat Estill by 22 last night, and that, I believe, may have been... It may have been the game we were throwing it over to last night, so it may have been at Estill, and it doesn't say where, but I can look real quick.
Yeah, I would be curious to know that as well. You know, you and I have talked before as far as whether it's the...
Okay, that was at Danville Christian, so...
The boys were at home at Estill last night. But on one hand, whether it's Danville Christian... Some of these other Christian schools, it doesn't matter, you know, even going back to Lexington, whether it's Lexington Catholic, Sayre, even in Louisville, your Trinities, your St. X's, in some ways they have an unfair advantage, kind of, right? Because obviously at that point you can go out and you can start looking at kids at the middle school level, hey, come on over here. You know, when you see that player that's, you know, offer well, them a, you know, scholarship to
that's always one of the arguments school. With the KHSA that they have is public versus private. Should private schools be a part of the regular state tournament against normal schools when the rules are different? They've not changed it, obviously. It's still the same. So we're going to keep it that way. But I think if you – there are certain things that I think you have to qualify for. But, again, those schools – and even, like, we say that, and there's schools in our – even our region that would have that advantage if we played, like a Riverside. Well, I don't – you know, I don't sit like kids maybe wanting to go to Riverside. They don't have a program now. Oneida Baptist is that way. There's a few schools around this area that you could call those schools, being able to get kids in.
Right.
But they're not all going to be great programs. From time to time, they'll have some pretty good teams. They'll get some good kids come in, and they'll be competitive, maybe like the Danville Christian is right now with basketball, at least with the on the girls' side.
I think probably when it comes to private schools, mostly, as far as sport-wise, football for a lot of them is that main sport. Exactly. That's that big sport where all of a sudden you've got larger numbers as well.
You say that, but then I think look at some of the minor sports that they're really good in as well, like even with...
Well, your volleyball and soccer, they're...
But I was going to say with golf, they're tremendously
right.
Performing in golf. I think they do good in swimming and... Some of the more, I would call them more lucrative type sports that they may be pretty good at.
Agreed. Not necessarily. I guess if anything, my point is that you don't necessarily hear about them.
Basketball, baseball.
Correct. You don't. Yeah. For whatever reason, that doesn't necessarily happen. But even going back, when you look at the state football championship in the championship games, four out of the 12 schools were Catholic schools: Owensboro Catholic, Covington Catholic, Christian Academy of Louisville, and Trinity.
But some of those schools, you will see those schools pop up in some of your baseball and softball at times. They're decent in those. I do think they have a huge advantage. Again, when you're talking about populations of maybe 1,000 kids and been able to recruit from in the Indiana area or across the state line, they can recruit some of those kids into the schools. It may be football that gets the interest, but everybody else kind of, they're pretty good too. I mean, you can't,
yeah.
You know, I know we used to talk to, used to be the coach. I think he was at, I want to say Xavier or Trinity, one of the two. Marty Donlin was the golf coach there. And I think that at times he had three teams, and all three teams would beat most teams in the state of Kentucky. And
right.
they had over 100 kids try out for golf. But only they kept, I think, 20. Had three major main squads that toured around and played all the events, and again, they had to change some of the rules about how you played with the tournament schedule. They had to just count it like one player; it's an event, so they had to start counting them differently because they were utilizing three teams to be able to play.
Right, and even the point of us even kind of going along those lines as far as Danville Christian, you can't count somebody out no matter what the size is.
And
right,
it's like the homeschools. Sometimes they're pretty good. So
Bluegrass United has come in here and won before.
You can't always just look at what you think it is. It's what it. Some they're anomalies. I would call them maybe every few years you might have a really good team.
Well, so. Even Kentucky, St. Joe's, Kentucky, Winston-Salem. Is that who it was that they lost to this year? University of North Carolina, Winston-Salem, I believe.
Williams. Talking about UK?
Wilmington, maybe.
But that they're a pretty good program, though.
My point being, though, is again, you're looking at the jersey thinking, we've got this in that regard, right? And my point, obviously, regardless of what's on the jersey, you got to take care of it on the court, and you better not pay attention
to that.
Kentucky
should beat that team as far as Kentucky goes, but UNC Wilmington has been to the big show often. They're not like... They're never going to get the top seed. They're, you know, what? 14,
yeah, the transfer 16. Portal's been kind to them
but,
as
but
well.
But they've always been around the tournament, and
sure.
I think there's somebody that you can't overlook those guys because they got they've only lost one game coming in, so you can't overlook teams at any level.
Any level.
So we get to talk about you can't overlook people.
No,
so anyway,
you cannot.
Back to sports again. We got you're talking about the girls' schedule. next week. So now the boys.
Well, here let's go on and
talk about the girls.
Yeah, let's keep carrying on with that. So the Lady Pirates, again coached by Rob Marion, 4-3 on the season. They ended up winning. Well, let's see. The last time we were on, they had just lost to Morgan County by 11, and then Breathitt County really kind of throttled them, 58-29. And then last night, the Lady Pirates get the win over Jackson City, 36-13. What's interesting about the game last night is that at the end of the first quarter, it was 24-1. And
28-1 at the half?
Then in the second half, though, they actually outscored the Lady Pirates 12-8. Now, obviously, the lead had already been established, and Rob
was already established.
Yeah, right. And Rob had gone to his bench, put in a lot of players, different players that were rotations, which was nice to see some of those players get in there. They continue to hustle and everything, but when you're only scoring 12 points through three quarters, those numbers are going to have to improve. Again, under the circumstances, you're up 24-1 at the half.
I thoroughly applaud Rob for the way he coached that game. When I thought about it, I said, I think I would have got the running clock first. But the running clock, with that out there, when you get your subs in, they really don't get the playing time.
The way he
did the game created more time for those kids to be able to play.
Absolutely.
To get some experience and not utilizing the running clock. Could have done that easily. Chose not to. And, again, kudos to Rob. You see some schools, some teams want to run us, just beat you as bad as they can. You're getting nothing out of that. And I think what Powell County, even though the margin of victory wasn't great, and you could talk about the losing a half, who cares? I think Powell County kids improved, as well as Jackson City kids improved during that game. So, to me, I know I want to beat all the teams in my region, my district, whatever it is, but I also want to see some of those teams perform well. Or perform better. And if there's anything we can ever do to help another team, obviously we're playing. We want to win. But I want to see this region do well. Competitive.
Sure, sure.
And I think what Rob was able to do last night is some of that. And I applaud Rob because a lot of other coaches would have probably done a whole lot different. And what he did allowed his kids to play more. And they'll learn from that. And that's a perfectly great plan last time,
and with the exception of us seeing some of those players play in a JV game,
right?
This is the first kind of look at the varsity level with those players and the interaction that they actually had. I agree. I think that in some ways they performed well. It was great to see them. Right now at this point, okay, we're becoming a little bit more familiar with them. Right, as far as the players that he kind
of bringing
in,
we don't see them.
Correct. Again, we're there sometimes early to catch the JV game, about, halfway, the rest of the way. But
here's the thing about JV, and I'm not knocking the JV because they're doing a pretty good job. They're doing better than I thought they would this year. But to say, when we get there, we're usually trying to get set up, get everything written down, getting prepped for the varsity game. So we're kind of busy prior to, while they're playing.
Yeah.
And not paying a ton of attention. So getting to watch those kids play helps us to identify with the kid, who they are, and we'll talk to them off the air and to know more about that particular student. And
yeah,
again, like I said, I thought that was a good thing. A lot of people are going to look at that score and say, wow, Jackson City held Powell County down. And that wasn't the case at all. It was more.
Not if you went starting five, one off the bench.
I was
impressed
with some of the leading scorers that were just willing to pass the ball off to other players last night. And not worry about what they had. And that was, to me, other than Rob, bragging on Rob, for the kids to go out and say, okay, if I'm averaging 18 a game, I'm going to get a 6 tonight or a 4. Guess what? Doesn't really matter because we're sharing the ball. We're going to beat this team anyway. It doesn't really matter. They didn't get to play in time. They probably only played maybe 7 minutes apiece for the starters, maybe 8 minutes is all they played the entire game. So, for the way they played the game, the way that the kids played the game, the way the game was coached, kudos to all the players and coaches.
Yeah, agreed. Again, it was nice to be able to see them under those circumstances, see how they gelled together, how they worked together, mm-hmm. and they were collectively, the whole team, the whole game, very unselfish.
Very unselfish.
Right? Sometimes making the extra pass.
I'm telling you.
Nothing wrong with that at times.
I love that
right,
we how many times we bashed them because they don't do that as well.
Right.
We have before. So now it seems like the end of the season last year, they started doing a lot better, and that's carried over to this season. I think obviously we didn't see the Brett County game, but heard that was just ugly up there. But, you know, we only know what we see, and that's all we can kind of comment on. And sometimes what you hear may not be as accurate as what you hope it is. And
right.
You know, that just kind of is what it is. But, I think we knew it was going to be a win. We just wanted the margin, but the way it was handled, I think was, very, very tasteful, by Robbie and the team.
Yeah. And to be 4-3 at this point, I'm not so sure that I would have thought stretch that they would be 4-3.
Was it the Garrett County they beat was the big surprise for us, right?
As far as on their schedule.
Yeah, Garrett, yes. They beat Garrett, yes, by 4.
Correct. At Garrett, yes.
That is a tough win. I don't care what you're watching. And then the Wolf County game.
Well, they won 3 in a row at that point. Right. They beat Jackson City, then at Garrett County, and they win. And then they beat Wolf County here at home.
And then they'll drop 2 in a row on the road to Morgan and Breathitt, respectively. And the Morgan County game, we thought that they'd be more competitive in. So, not sure exactly what happened there.
I think when we talked to the girls, their shots weren't necessarily falling.
And I
you
think
know.
They carried on the next game as well, from what I understand. But again, where they are, 4-3, I don't know if I would have penciled in 4-3 at this point in the season.
I don't think I would have either. Again, they're doing well.
Yeah.
They're playing well, distributing the ball, hustling again, even last night. So you have Jess Lee Centers ends up with 10 points. Well, the previous game, Zaylee Strange ended up with like 14 points or something. So
that we saw.
That we saw. That so again, for game. those players to exceed my expectations, right, I wouldn't necessarily have thought that Jess Lee Centers would become, you know what I'm saying? And she's had a couple of double-digit
mm-hmm.
outings.
The first one was a big game.
Right. And then for her and Zaylee Strange, though, to come in to be able to contribute the way that they do, along with Makaira and Trinity, and then Amelia Cook coming off the bench, and then Emily Reed. Again, I think with those players, the way that they are playing, the full court pressure, I think bodes well for them.
Well,
I think that gives them an extra dynamic when it works well.
We're going to learn a ton on Friday. I mean, we're
against Owsley County.
Against Owsley.
Yeah.
It's a game where, and honestly, I don't think the Pirates will win that game. I hope they surprise me. You know, I hate to never say never, but Owsley's pretty dang solid. Everybody's back from last year, and we gave them a run a couple times last year, but we couldn't get over the top. We couldn't get the wins, but we played closer than I thought last year. Maybe we can do that again this year. It's a different team than we had last year. I just don't know that we've got the depth to be able to cover what Owsley's going to bring. It's just they've got 4 really good players, and then one off the bench they got 6 really good players.
Well, even last year, if you think about this, that at times we were leaving them open for shots, and then you have somebody like Murray and Terry who were hitting those shots that they might not necessarily make to that extent, and therefore we've got to make sure that we're covering those players, just like they better be covering, you know, Zaylee and, you know, Jess Lee.
Well, you know, Carly Smith is who you always hear about Carly, and she's good. She's a good all-around player. She shares the ball well, shoots the ball well. She plays really good defense.
Yeah, she'd be a preseason all-district, all regional player for that matter.
But the key to me to that team is Addison Terry. She is a force inside. She can take her game outside. She's young. She's strong. She's so athletic. I mean, it's just, I don't know that a lot of teams in this region can handle Addison Terry. Her strength is just phenomenal, and the way she plays so dang hard, and she's a difference maker. So when you put her, a kid like that, with Carly Smith and some others that Owsley has, it's just they're pretty good. They should contend in the region this year, and I'm not saying Powell can't, but I don't. What's they're going to prove it to me first on Friday night, and I hope they do. I hope they surprise me on Friday. But how's it going to be a tough foe coming in on Friday night?
At this point, they're coming in 1-3 on the season. They lost to Boyd County. They defeated Lee County, so they're 1-0 in district play.
They won that one big.
Yes, 53 points. Lost to Knox Central by 2 points at the Knox County Central, the YMT Classic, and then ended up losing to Martin County by 4. So there's two games where you lost by 6 points combined both games.
The fact that they're not playing as good as what I'm bragging on them about. You know, it
4 points and 2 points, though, you're in them, right? Yeah, but swung also, either way.
Probably some pretty good teams you're playing. That Martin County, I wouldn't think would always be tremendously strong. I don't know a lot about them.
Knox is 4-1. Well, so, I mean, Knox, you know, there's...
I would expect Knox to be okay.
Yeah, and actually Martin, 6-1.
Okay, then they played some pretty good teams.
But traditionally, when you think of Martin County,
smaller county.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And almost socioeconomically disadvantaged, kind of like we are in that regard.
We say Martin are smaller, but the Owsley, everybody's big.
So, I mean, well, you know.
Buckhorn, maybe not Jackson City, but those three are kind of comparable in size. Again, Owsley doesn't have a lot of student population, but, man, they're a team that you just don't want to play. Girls sports, to me, Travis has run a really good program for the last few years. He's doing a good job with the softball kids even now.
Yeah.
These kids are a lot better than anybody gives them credit for.
He's got a younger daughter that's an eighth grader that got in last year as a seventh grader and will probably be just like Carly as well.
I think he's done a great job up there, and he's got some really good players. Now, again, the people are going to say, and they're right, there's a lot of holdbacks and COVID. Listen, it depends on how you look at it. If you don't utilize it, it's our own fault. You can't get mad at somebody else for doing it and taking advantage of it when we have opportunities and choose not to. That's on us and not on them. So people will say that about other teams, but it's, why don't we?
Well, that's where it goes back to as well. Just like you and I have talked time and time again, during the off season, whether it's conditioning, continuing to play ball, whether it's you're going outside and you're shooting on your own court or somebody else's or whatever, you have to keep working. I almost feel like that's probably one of those things that they do in Owsley. You know
Travis pretty well, too, though.
Yeah,
right?
He's a Family Resource Center coordinator as well, just like myself.
That just hit me. I just remembered you talked about that last year.
Yeah.
So you know how he is, but... Again, he's done a great job with that program up there with the girls. And I could even go back. The Owsley County girls program for probably the last, even in the 70s and 80s, they had some really, really good teams up there. And you just can't overlook Owsley County.
No, because at this point, they're the team that you're going to have to beat if you want to win the district.
No, it's not even close.
Yeah, and has been for a couple of years now.
They're that big of favorites. And like I said, last year, Powell County played them close twice, or it was close for part of the game.
Yeah.
Being able to play them for 32 minutes is a different story. And, you got to play the game on the court, not on paper.
Well, that's where every possession is important, right? You have to capitalize off turnovers. You got to be able to make – those points off turnovers. You have to be able to make your layups, your free throws. I mean, again, you have to be solid. It's just like in football with the Powell County Pirates. Had they not shot themselves in the foot time and time again with untimely penalties, not that there's ever a timely penalty, but yet it would always be in big moments that would cause them. And for the Lady Pirates and Pirates, you can ill afford to give other teams that you're playing opportunities to take advantage and capitalize off of your turnovers, your mistakes, your missed free throw where they get the rebound and come down and convert.
Exactly.
Again, you have to be solid consistently, and that's all you can hope for, the players are prepared.
Yeah, we're kind of looking for some guests to come on tonight, but now they haven't showed up yet. Supposed to have maybe some boys show up, but they haven't got here, but we're going to continue right on like they have. But again, Saturday, another game with Leslie County, another typical regional favorite, but you said they had a loss. To who? Esther? Was it Esther you said they lost to?
So Leslie is 4-2. They ended up losing to Pineville. They defeated Harlan County. They lost to Estill 55-49. Beat Harlan and they beat Hazard 69-52. And then they ended up beating Paintsville 64-54. So they're 4-2 on the season. Lady Pirates 4-3.
So if you look at look at the records, obviously the strength of schedule, I'd have to give them the advantage. If you look at the records, it's close. They're probably going to come in here as a 10-point favorite, I would think, somewhere in that neighborhood. But again, I think if the Pirates play well, play together like they have been, they got a shot this weekend with Leslie. They haven't said that in a long time either. It's been a while since we beat Leslie County.
And that's going to be a tough turnaround as well. So you're playing Owsley Friday night.
Only to turn around
in the next afternoon at 3:30. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to play Leslie.
Well, what, 19 hours later, you're playing again.
Yeah.
These kids can handle that. Rob, I think, has done a good job with conditioning and getting these kids ready to go. And you know, Owsley's normally, typically not a pressing team. They're more of a, I'd say this, but normally a zone team. But they will put a lot of pressure on the ball. They'll do a lot of trapping. They're going to do a lot of things out of their zone. But they got to protect their players. They're just, you know, 7-8 deep. But they have key players that can't get in foul trouble.
Well, one of the things we talked about as far as the girls' team is that now you have Makaira Cottle, who's a little bit more seasoned, right? I believe her basketball IQ, as far as where she's at, how she can contribute. She slowed her pace down, as you've said. I think at this point, though, if they're keying on her, box and chase or something.
I don't think they'll start that way.
They probably won't, but that's where it goes back to, though. I'm impressed with Jess Lee, Trinity, Zaylee stepping up offensively and taking advantage of those open shots that they have, because, you know, they're not going to necessarily be keying on them. And then as they're making those shots, now you've got to back off of Makaira, and at that point she can do what she does.
Yeah, I think this Friday game, and this may surprise me too, I look for them to play it almost straight up, at least at the beginning. He may gimmick it up if Makaira is doing a lot of damage. He may gimmick it up and try some chase. I think that they trust what they do will work, and we can't beat them if Makaira can't do it by herself.
Period. Sure, yeah.
But she has to have a really good game for herself. She has to have the assist numbers where they were, the rebounds where they are, and she has to score. Saying that, Trinity Romans is going to have to get what she's been getting, and we're going to have to get more out of some other players. Those two cannot get it done just by themselves. They got to have help, and they have to have good games. And
that's where those other players, they'll step up. I would like to see a little bit more from Emily Reed feeling comfortable and confident enough to take some open shots that she had. Last night she had a couple of good looks, decided not to take it, then drives, you know, and or pulls up on the dribble, and then at that point it's like, you know, come on, feel confident enough to take those jumpers.
Sometimes it's easier to take a 12, 14 footer than it is to drive in against bigger players.
Sure.
And obviously you're not as open on the inside, but when you're a smaller player, it's just tough to get when they're putting pressure
on
you.
It is, of course. And she does a solid job defensively in other areas. I would just, again, offense, if I had a wish for her going forward, feel a little bit more comfortable and confident. When you have all those open shots, take that shot.
But next year, I think she's going to have to do that next year.
True.
This year, she needs to start developing that game. Next year, she's going to have that game for this team to be competitive. But, you know, where we are right now, I think if she could just handle the basketball well, and again, we can't try to throw their wings. Lynch and Smith will wire us out, throwing over those two wings on the outside.
Right.
That's where we can get in trouble if we have the little lazy passes. Will not work against Owsley. They're too good in that zone. Just the little things, I think, we have to have possessions. And if we have 15, 18 turnovers, it'll be an ugly game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But again, gain that confidence, just like Jess Lee, just like Zaylee. Right, if you're going to give me those open shots, I'm going to take them, and they're making them, which is amazing and awesome, and I'm glad that they have that belief now and confidence that when they're open, they're shooting away. Whether you make it or not, because the numbers are there, you know, I mean, you're going to have nights where you're just going to just burn it up.
Listen, I think it's kind of a game where you lay everything on the line and you do the best you can. You're not supposed to win the game Friday night. And the way I look at it, it's a game that they're going to be a big favorite. Show what you got in head-to-head. If you look at the regional matchups, individual play, people are going to look at Makaira Cottle, Carly Smith. People are going to look at Trinity Romans and Addison Derry. They're going to look at those players as individuals. But the team concept is I think their team is better. And
Well, they play off of each other a little bit more,
they
right?
They have played together for... Listen, this group has played together for so long. Again, the only part's not there is Lexi Lynch. And, again, she was, what, a two-year, I think, two-year holdback. And always a good player, but yeah. I'm telling you, still, I think Carly was the engine of that team the entire time. Even when she was there, I think she was the main cog. But like I said, Addison Terry is the one you can't – she's been playing. I don't know how many years she's been starting now. I know she's just a sophomore, right? Or she just
I think that's what
sophomore.
I said. Yeah, I think
the,
sophomore.
The big kid, the brown kid, is a freshman. I'm telling you, they're going to be good again next year, even after losing two this year. But it's going to be a fun game to watch. I hope the Pirates play better than what I'm getting credit for. But to say that, again, the Pirates may be back in action. Can't read that schedule over for next week.
Yeah, the Lady Pirates, again, will be tomorrow, Friday, Owsley, Saturday, Leslie at home, and then on the 20th, they're at Painesville against Painesville. On the 21st, at Painesville against Danville Christian. On the 22nd, at Painesville against Harlan. And then they'll follow that up after Christmas. They'll be at Buckhorn versus Lee, at Buckhorn versus Jackson City. That's the 27th, 28th, and on the 29th, they'll actually play against Buckhorn in the Buckhorn Holiday Classic. Yeah. I will say this, too, going forward, this Lady Pirate team is fun to watch. Come out and see them. Come out to the gym and watch them perform. They're fun to watch. Again, they're constantly in motion. They're not going to give up. They're going to give you everything that they have. Again, I'm enjoying this team so far and appreciate where they are.
I just think that they're running against the Sawmill on Friday. But like you said, they've got a losing record right now. Now may be the good time to take them down. So we'll see how that game plays out on Friday at 6. We'll have that game on the air here on WSKV at 6 o'clock. We'll take a break here on PCSN Live.
Country rocks, but bluegrass rules.
Get the fiddle and the banjo and put some new strings on. Get out on some bluegrass, I'm bluegrass to the bone.
Bluegrass to the Bone and Keeping It Country is now heard on WSKV on Mondays 2 until 6. If you like bluegrass and country music, be sure and tune us in on Mondays 2 until 6 here on Pickup Country, WSKV 104.9 on your FM dial. And heard anywhere in the world on the World Wide Web at WSKVFM.com. Bluegrass and country music, good for your teeth and keeps your hair looking nice too. Why, it's almost as good as commodity.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
Are you considering a new home purchase, a remodel, or even starting a business? Are you looking for a stable partner you can trust to help you understand your options? This is David Johnson. I'm the senior commercial lender at Whitaker Bank in Stanton. As part of your community, I'm here to help you understand the best options for you today and in the future. Give me a call at 606-663-2283. Let me show you what Uniquely Kentucky means.
Whitaker Bank, Uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Welcome back. Sorry about the glitch in the program guide. That just...
Well, tune in on Mondays for Bad to the Bone.
Bluegrass to the Bone.
Yeah, Bluegrass to the Bone. Yeah.
There you go. Great show. But anyway, sometimes they get those mixed in with our program, and I didn't catch it tonight. I don't know why that happened, because it's not in our program looking out like that.
Well, that's anyway. All right. We're going to move on to boys basketball.
Move,
how about
move
that?
Right on.
Boys basketball, they had their game on Monday, which was originally to be a home game against Buckhorn. That was canceled. That has been rescheduled. The date for that is January the 19th. excuse me, as far as a makeup game. So the boys will have quite a bit of time off between a week off. Last game out, they faced off against Model. I always want to say Richmond Model, but against Model. They won that at Model 70-53. But prior to that, David, a big win for the Pirates back on December the 5th, 79-70 over Montgomery County. That's the first time the Pirates had defeated Montgomery County in 20 years.
2003 is what Coach Martin texted me after the game. It almost happened last year over there.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was 2 years ago. 2 years ago over there, wasn't it?
It was two. Yeah.
2 years ago. And a lot of the same kids. It really was. But we were ahead. We had the lead late and then lost the game. But, man, I think I was surprised. I think maybe you were a little bit surprised. You know, I'm sure some of our parents and players weren't as surprised, but I know for a fact that the coaching staff looked like from Montgomery County was very surprised the way we played that game.
I would agree with that. Obviously, if you've not defeated an opponent in 20 years, and not that they've necessarily played every year, but still, if you've not defeated somebody in 20 years, statistically, I get that your number is going to come around, right? It's almost like in sales, right? For every no, eventually, like that yes is right around the corner. But I wouldn't have expected them to have won. I thought it would be probably competitive and would be close. But the way that the Pirates came out, especially down the stretch, and were able to secure the ball and get some extra possessions and free throws to close it out.
But the last time we played, when we had them on the air, I guess, was that Morgan County?
The boys?
Yeah.
No, we had them in the Montgomery County game.
Before that?
Oh, yes, the Morgan County game,
so
yes.
So didn't play really well against Morgan.
Right.
They went on the road, and they dropped a couple. We didn't get to see, but we know they lost them.
Lost to Williamstown by one.
Yeah, and then...
And then Augusta, they ended up losing by, it looks like, what, 25?
And a little bit surprising to me that the way... Of course, there's a different story about the Williamstown game, but anyway, the Augusta game, a little bit of a surprise to me. I wasn't expecting the win after those two losses. But, man, did they come out and play their butts off against Montgomery County. I was just so impressed about how hard they played.
Yeah.
There wasn't any let-up in those kids. I know some of them were sick. Man, they just – I don't think they had any doubt. But they had some big leads. Montgomery's able to come back and retake the lead. I'm thinking, oh, here we go. And then
Powell
kept fighting.
Powell was up by nine, and then going into halftime, you're down by three. 12-point swing.
And they had another swing like that in the second half.
Yeah.
We built a little bit of a lead, and boom, right back
up by 10.
Montgomery.
Yeah.
And take the lead again, and it's just like, okay, we're probably going to lose this game somehow. But we held on late. I just...
They fought through the adversity the Pirates did.
They did. And, again, I think they took a few bad shots, had some turnovers that, again, you'd like to have back. Again, I mean, I like the possessions part of the game. But all in all, man, just a great win for this team. And I think going forward gives this group of players a lot of confidence going forward. They had a game scheduled for Monday that was canceled due to illness with Buckhorn. I would have liked to see them get that game in.
I would, too.
Before they play on Friday.
Agreed. A week is a long time not to play competitively once the season starts.
Now, I hope they've got over the illness. And, you know, we've had some illness as well. Buckhorn was the one that canceled the game. It wasn't us. It was Buckhorn that they were had it really bad.
Right.
But we've had some kids under the weather and playing sick. And I think we were out a couple. Campbell Osorio was out the Montgomery game. And
Tucker Ramsey.
Tucker Ramsey was out. He was going. I think he was out for the next one up Model. So... I tell you, this is a fun group to watch right now. So you got to come out and watch this team again on Friday night. They play the second game against Owsley. And I think all year this year, for scheduling reasons, the boys will play the second game and all three district home games that are doubleheaders. And then next year, I think the girls are set to play the second game for all those games next year.
I do like the fact that we're doing district doubleheaders.
Well... We started.
I get the JVs kind of get messed over a little bit, but I like that fact.
As a former JV coach, those were the most fun games to play. was those district games.
Sure. Well, if anything, it gives you a gauge of where you are going forward, right?
I just miss getting to play those games. Sure. And I understand. I get the crowd. I get why we do it. I just miss the
You're kind atmosphere. Of shortchanging your programs in the long run.
Well, you don't get to play those JV contests. Now, again, a lot of people don't put a lot of weight into JV. But to me, you have, if you want to build the rivalry, your freshman, sophomores, or eighth graders, whatever they are, play against their freshman, sophomore, eighth graders. They've got a rivalry for the next 4 years.
Right.
This way, it's only like a 2-year rivalry. It's like by the time you're varsity, you're playing their varsity, and that's the only game you're playing. So, you know, some of these kids have been starting there for 3 years, so it's a little bit longer for them. But it's different. I don't know. I miss the JV district games. They were the most fun to play, to me. I mean, Ruth, if you're listening, I love play against Essel and Ruth. It was just always kind of a gamesmanship going on between both of us, her and I. And it was fun, and I enjoy the competition, and I think the kids do. I just wish we had the opportunity to continue to do that. I think the boys have kind of figured out some ways maybe to try to schedule like on a different night where they play a tournament later on in the season. But again, you want to be under the bright lights on a big game. You want to, you know, Pal Owls or Pal Estel or Pal Lee game. You want to play in front of the big crowds. That's where you get your big crowds usually anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Again, there are pros and cons.
Pros and cons.
Obviously, there really are.
I like the doubleheaders. Yeah. I just wish the weeks could play a JV game.
Sure, but. I get that. Again, and obviously the Pirates, 2 consecutive wins now. Starting district play, your first game in district, which is key, right? You're playing Owsley County. And Owsley County coming in with a record of 1-5 on the season. Yeah. I'm trying to look here real quick. They've not been close. They lost to Estill 88-59 on December the 9th. So that what was that last Friday? Last week?
Last week.
I can't keep up.
Saturday. Saturday was the 9th.
So anyway, but as we know, Coach Neil Terry, you know, he's going to have those guys ready on Owsley County's team, despite the record. Again, don't pay attention to that.
Don't sleep on them being 1-5 and coming here and laying down for you. They're not going to do that. Neil is too much of a competitor to do that. I know their best player moved, went to Estill County, or one of their best players moved, went to Estill County. They've got some really good young players. And we said that last year, and I'll say it again this year. They're going to be really good in the next couple of years, or I think they will.
Well, they have one senior. They only are showing 10 players on their roster.
Okay, it's a little bit shorter roster than what I would have thought.
Yeah, 10 players on their roster. So they have one senior on their team. They've got 3 juniors on their team, 3 sophomores. And you've got 2 seventh graders and an eighth grader. But he's going to play some of these younger kids, right?
To me, if you're 1-5, you're losing anyway. If you've got some young athletic kids, play them.
Yeah, give them the experience, right? And if anything, let them be hungry that, guess what, next year I'm going to come out and we're going to try and win, right? Well, and if you don't, you're going to come back the next year and you're going to keep fighting.
You can't beat experience. And the more experience kids get in 2 or 3 years, they're better for it. They may take a beating right now. But in 2 or 3 years, you may be the one taking the beating because these kids remember every maybe bad beat that they took, and they're going to want to pay it back in spades when they get to be pretty good.
Well, even go as a sidebar, even going back when Brandon Brewer was the football coach here, mm-hmm. when he took over, right? He started off and went young. Yep. By the time those guys were juniors and seniors, we're competing in the playoffs effectively, right? You know, we were competitive in those games. And obviously, once you start getting to, like, you're playing against Corbin or somebody, you know, obviously, you know, they're getting to the championship, you know. But in general, though, he started young and was like, okay, I've got some players here. Let's build this and give them that experience.
And you know, too, and you start young in football, it's a different story.
Yeah.
If you start young in basketball, you're probably going to lose, but not guaranteed. You can really build something fairly quickly. You get these younger kids playing together for 2 or 3 years, and they really get to know each other well. And I'm telling you, you just don't. People don't understand how competitive the kids at Alza County are. I mean, they're at this little small school that shouldn't compete with anybody, and they got more heart than a lot of the teams will ever have. And they play for the jersey. I mean, these kids that go to Alza County that live there, they're playing for their parents and their grandparents that played at Alza County before them. I'm telling you, there's a lot of tradition there at Alza County, a lot of pride in Alza County basketball and Alza County athletics. And it would not behoove anyone to overlook the Owls.
Agreed, regardless. Again, as we said earlier, who cares what the record is? Who cares what's on their jersey? You better come to play. Yeah, you better come to play.
That's the one team in this district that I always kind of fear of the upset, which it's just Alza County. That's who they are. They would make their season if they could beat teams like Powell and Esther, who are a lot bigger. The big boys.
Even when you're looking at enrollment, right, as far as those numbers.
I mean, we're 700. They're
200?
We should get beat, you know, but number-wise. But look at the girls' program. I mean, they're successful, and they've had a lot of years where their boys' programs have been really successful.
Sure.
And I tell you, there have been times where we've had good teams go up there and not win because the competitive, I call it the competitive spirit at Owsley, and it's just, it is what it is. Call it what it is. But I think Friday's going to be a fun night. And the boys' game may surprise some people because I think they're going to come out and play hard for a 1-5 team.
And as you said, pride. Right? I'm coming out. And like we've talked
as
before.
You know, Neil, especially.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right. Yeah, he's going to have his boys ready again, saying, hey, let's knock these guys off here and let's get on track.
I can remember coaching when Neil was playing, and there was nobody. You want to go up against like that kid, he would try to go through you.
Right.
I mean, he bleeds out as the county maroon, and he's going to instill in those kids just the same way. You know, like I said, I talk about Addison, how good is she's going to be. Well, that's where she gets it. I mean, it comes rough from her dad.
And in some respects, they're a smaller district than what we are, right? So therefore, this is what they have. This is that pride in that community. So therefore, they're going to work harder to prove themselves, right? They're going to give that little extra effort in order to knock somebody off.
Watch the crowd on Friday. They're going to follow this team,
yeah,
and they're going to support them. Their community's going to be behind them. They're going to talk about it all week long, and Friday may surprise some people. I just think that they're going to come. I'm not going to say they're going to beat the Pirates or they're better than the Pirates, but they're going to give it. I know they're going to give it their all. I think we will too, but. I don't want our kids to sleep on the fact that they're 1-5 and they're really young. They're not very good. That doesn't matter.
You have to throw all of that out. I mean,
you're supposed to, as
you should. Again, you better show up and you better be ready to play, regardless of record, regardless of what's on the jersey. Just because you beat them 20 years in a row, just like Montgomery as the example, maybe Montgomery came in thinking, right, we beat them forever and a day, and maybe we kind of have this one, and all of a sudden you get competitive, next thing you know you're down. It's like, oh, we're actually in a game. I think that's what happened to Kentucky against Wilmington. I'm sorry,
we said it before though, Montgomery County has everything to lose but playing Powell has nothing to lose but playing Montgomery, other than if you lose the game you're supposed to lose. But if you win that game, Montgomery County, I'm just saying that's just kind of the folks over there are not gonna be happy losing that game. Period.
Sure, and it also goes back to, though, if collectively as the team, I don't care what you and I say, I don't care what the parents say, I don't care what the naysayers say or anybody else, if we believe in ourselves and we play like we're capable, cut down on our mistakes, make our
difference.
Free throws, block out, loose balls, again, hustling like the Lees and the Owsleys, those kids do, just as that example, because pride is what they have. If you're playing with that kind of intensity and that heart, that's the kids that I want on my team.
If you come out on Friday, if they come out on Friday and execute their game plan the way they want to play it, it could be a good game. I'm just kind of foreshadowing. I'm not saying that they're better than us. I'm not saying that at all. So don't misquote what I'm saying. I'm just saying beware.
But they're still going to bring it.
Beware of the ads. Yes,
they are
going to
bring it. Because they're the underdog. And as the underdog, again, I'm going to give you my best shot.
What
I might end up
lose?
nothing, but right. you have everything to gain.
Exactly. That's where they're
going to
be.
But I'm not going to go in expecting to lose. I'm going in expecting to win regardless.
Well, if you're the Pirates, though, you've got to go in. Look, we're going to win, but we got to show it on the floor. You got to prove it.
Correct.
On the floor.
Yeah, and I'm not going to give them the confidence that they need and let them have their way and us get down and have to claw ourselves back. I don't want them to do that. Once I put you down, I'm going to keep you down, and that's where I want you to stay.
That's what
regardless of team. Correct.
I'm just kind of throwing it out there, guys. You better be aware of the Owls. But
yeah.
We're supposed to take care of business the other way.
And think the Pirates will.
If we get you down by 30, we're going to beat you by 30, and that's going to be the way the game's played. Don't expect next game to be any easier for yourselves. We're going to keep – that's how you build winning traditions.
Correct. Now, with that being said, let's say that, for instance, that you win by 30 the first game, and now you got to travel to them. Don't think it's going to be another cakewalk or anything. No. Again, you better strap up your laces, right? And you better be ready to play, and then
and I'm not
go
saying
at it again.
30. I'm just saying if you can,
of course.
You do what you can.
But when you win by 30, though, the next round, all of a sudden you're overconfident, and you think we've already beat them by 30, and next thing you know, now you're in a game, and then you don't know how to win. And
that's human
sometimes.
Instinct. That is human instinct.
Again, one game at a time, you better come ready.
We're going to try to take another break here.
We'll try.
We'll see where we go here on PCSN Live.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Appalachian Wireless has extended this sale through Christmas Eve. Save up to $850 off select devices. They're going to tech the halls with the latest and greatest devices with no activation fee and up to $850 off. Hop in your sleigh and go to your favorite Appalachian Wireless location or visit AppalachianWireless.com for complete details on getting up to $850 off the latest and greatest devices. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
Terms and conditions apply. See AppalachianWireless.com for complete details.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Allen's Hardware is a hidden gem in Clay City and known for their dependable down-home service. Visit Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road and you'll find Valspar Paints, Echo Power Tools, Electrical Supplies, Septic System Accessories, Key Cutting Services, and even U-Haul Rentals. That's Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road in Clay City. To find out more, call 606-663-1122. That's 606-663-1122.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Told you you were going to step away for a break. We gave you about three breaks right there because we were a little bit behind anyway on our breaks. We'd like to thank our sponsors for allowing us to do these programs, so we've got to get them some airtime. So, again, thanks a lot for the sponsors. And if you want to pick us up January to December next year, you can do so by calling the studio, getting set up with a plan, and hopefully we get some calls. We've had some interest. We just got to get some people, get some contacts made to get those other people, get some ads. So you'll be the only one. I think we're going to have more people join up in January. So just call in here to the station during office hours.
Yeah, we've said time and time again, as far as the breakdown on what you're, whether you pay up front, whether you pay monthly, et cetera, You do get good value. That's a fact. And again, we have the data to prove that we have a lot of listeners that are tuning in.
And our current sponsors probably don't want you to join because they're getting a lot of bang for their dollars. So,
well, that could be true.
But anyway, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors.
Yes, that definitely. So let me go back real quick. So the Pirates and Lady Pirates, for that matter, play Friday night. The Lady Pirates play first at 6:00. The boys play second at 7:30. And then the boys will be on the road on the 19th at Perry County Central, on the 22nd at Wolf County. And then they won't play again until the 28th of December. The team's to be determined, but they're going to be in the Chain Rock Classic at Pineville on the 28th. They'll have a game starting at 11 a.m. against Raceland. And then however that day, the rest of that day kind of,
probably depends on you win or lose who you play next time.
Right, plays out. But then they'll be back on the 29th again at Pineville and on the 30th at Pineville. So
I'm sure
again, that, so the classic. And then there'll be January 3rd, which at that point would be our first broadcast of the new year. On January the 3rd, they will be on the road at Owsley County. We will have that boys-girls doubleheader.
Wow.
Facebook Live.
So that game, we're going to play them to almost end our 2023 and the begin of 24.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird anomaly there.
You're exactly right. So, again, we will have that game January 3rd.
So, again, they're going to, for the boys, they're going to close out 23 and open 24. Nice.
Yeah.
Again, we hope everyone out there has a safe Merry Christmas. We can't ask for more. I hope everybody just gets along. Everybody gets over the illnesses they've got.
Yeah, and, that all needs to go away for everybody, regardless of what that may consist of for you and your family.
And again, we just ask for everybody to hopefully get along and do whatever. I know there's some families out there, and I will say this, and I'm not going to mention any names. We got some families that have some people in their family really ill, and like to send out those unspoken prayers to those families. Then you know who you are. Again, part of our, staffs, coaching staffs, and all those folks. Again, your all's families are in our prayers right now. And you can't say that enough. But we're almost at it. We got about a minute or so
there
left.
You go.
Again, if you haven't seen the boys and girls play, come out and watch them on Friday. I don't think you'll be remiss, and you'd also get to see Owsley County play. Looking over again, I don't know what the schedule for our associates across the mountain are. I don't know how they're doing right
now.
You
can find that on the WSKV page.
On the ECSN side, right?
Yes, there's a link to the Pike County Sports Network and a link to the Estill County Sports Network.
And
so tune into that.
And since you're listening to us now, if you go to that link, all these programs are recorded by date, and we put those back on. We don't get a lot of people listening to just Ken and I, but we're supposed to have some guests tonight, but either they didn't get the message to show up or they decided not to show up, but we'll give more opportunities a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But again, you guys have a safe and Merry Christmas, and we'll see you.
And a Happy New Year at that.
Yeah, since we won't see you then either, right?
Yeah, so we'll see. You'll hear us coming up on Friday and Saturday, and then after that, again, we'll be back on January the 3rd.
See you later. Be safe.
Go Pirates.
Joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guaranteed Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Pick up.